Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, March 26th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, Apple is reportedly considering an expansion to the lineup of Apple Watch models with a new version that would be focused on athletes and extreme climbers and hikers. As reported by Bloomberg, the casing of this watch would feature a rugged design with impact shock resistance and a protective exterior, similar to the Casio G-Shock watch lineup that has been popular for so many years. Currently, the Apple Watch is available in aluminum, steel, and titanium. The idea of the rugged watch is that it would feature a rubberized casing that is not so elegant to look at, but would be less prone to things like scratches and damages. In 2015, the original Apple Watch launched in three distinct collections. The cheapest lineup was called Apple Watch Sport, but it looked just like the current low-end Apple Watches, with an aluminum case and a rubber sport band. Apple subsequently stopped using the Sport nomenclature altogether in future generations. The aluminum Apple Watch is popular with runners and people who work out at a gym, but it's less appealing for outdoor sports because it's easily damaged. The aluminum casing and the display are both susceptible to damage, for instance, if you bump it into a rock when climbing or hiking. So this new Apple Watch would really be an Apple Watch Sport in all senses of the word, with a rubber exterior simply being more resistant to the elements. Bloomberg says that this model is sometimes referred to inside Apple as an Explorer edition of the Apple Watch. The report says the new rugged watch could launch as soon as later this year, but it does note that the project could still be canceled altogether. Finally, Bloomberg also adds in passing that Apple is working on new swim tracking features for the Apple Watch, but more details here are currently unknown. In other news today, according to a report from Max Weinbach, Apple is doubling down on the color lineup for the iPhone 13 refresh. The iPhone 13 is expected to mostly resemble the iPhone 12 in terms of design, but with a smaller notch across the display. So in these iterative years, it's common for Apple to switch up the colors to help make the phones look new and entice people to upgrade. For the iPhone 13 coming in 2021, Weinbach reports that Apple will launch a premium pure black finish to replace the current graphite color found in the iPhone 12 Pro lineup. The graphite iPhone 12 Pro has faced some criticism from people who want an iPhone that is rich and deep and black. The cheaper iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Mini are available in black, but they're glossy. So what Weinbach is reporting here is a dark black color available in the iPhone 13 Pro lineup, but with a matte finish. Apple has also apparently experimented with a bronze or orange color for the iPhone 12 Pro, but that is not said to be launching this year. The phones will also purportedly feature a new anti-fingerprint coating to reduce imperfections in the appearance of the glass and the stainless steel band. Other features reported by Weinbach today include an overhaul to how portrait mode works. The new system would supposedly combine the camera data with depth information from the LiDAR scanner. Theoretically, this new system would be able to improve the edge detection part of the portrait mode feature. This would help reduce the number of times that portrait mode images just came out looking wrong because the blur was improperly applied. But Weinbach's reporting over the years has a mixed record of accuracy, so we should treat this with some skepticism. The iPhone 13 lineup is expected to debut in September with the same screen sizes and form factor as the iPhone 12. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, the iPad, and the iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can edit your writing anytime and any place with iCloud syncing that keeps everything in check. Users can also publish their writing conveniently from within Ulysses to various blogging platforms complete with images, tags, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and most recently, Micro.blog. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively start using Ulysses for 3 months for free at the link in the show notes below or by heading to ulysses.app/promo/9to5Mac. After that, it's just $5 per month or $40 for the whole year. There's also even lower prices for students. Whenever people ask me about my favorite apps for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, Ulysses is at the top of the list. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are headlined by Anker's latest Amazon sale that's discounting a selection of iPhone accessories, speakers, and more from $9. Our top pick is the Anker Soundcore Life A2 NC earbuds for $68. Down from the usual $80 going rate, today's offer amounts to $15 in savings, marks the very first discount we've seen, and is subsequently a new all-time low. Anker's earbuds arrive with up to 35-hour battery life on a single charge, alongside added noise cancellation features to block out the world around you. That's alongside a pair of 11mm drivers for added bass, and adjustable EQ settings in the companion app. And next up, Amazon is also discounting this braided solo loop Apple Watch band in a variety of styles to $13. While you'd normally pay $20, today's offer amounts to 35% in savings, beats our previous mention by $2, and marks a new all-time low. This braided Apple Watch band looks similar in appearance to the official solo loop offering, but clocks in at a much more affordable price tag. Sporting a unique woven design, this band has a stretchy design that'll complement your Apple Watch through workouts or just everyday wear. And then make sure to head over to 9to5toys.com for all of the other weekend's best Apple-friendly deals.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave a rating and a review. Again, my thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5Mac Daily this week. Be sure to claim that 3 months free offer at the link in the show notes below. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.